Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network for this Wednesday, February the 5th, 2025. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley and Chris. Again, we want to thank welcome our new listeners in the greater Birmingham area and Alabama and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We've got two new stations on the air. We flipped the switch on those just a few days ago, a handful of days ago. So we welcome those folks who are listening. What do you know? Is it 97.7?
I think 97.7.
That's in Birmingham.
And then I forget the other one.
I think it's 88.2. What is it? 88 point what in Tuscaloosa?
88.5 in Tuscaloosa.
Okay, I was thinking of this because there may
I was quiet. Everyone I had in my head was wrong.
Which, that's why it's wise not to speak up sometimes.
Yeah.
Let other people talk and get it wrong.
Is this information on our website now? I'll share that.
It is.
Okay.
Go to AFR.net. We have a station guide listing, and it's got all of our dial numbers there.
Yes. The point of me mentioning this is people may be listening going, I have friends or family in Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and I want to give them where on the dial they can find us.
Right.
In the Birmingham area, it's 97.7, and in Tuscaloosa, it's 88.5 FM. So, again, welcome. You're listening to Today's Issues, Tim. Wesley, you wanted to make a point before we move on to our next topic?
Yes, sir. I was just going to mention that anytime we discuss the LGBTQ issue, that I want to remind or introduce to our new listeners that we have a resource, a product that we created here at American Family Studios called In His Image, and it's a movie based on the issue of LGBTQ, and it comes at it from a biblical, a scientific, and a personal experience, a testimonial angle, and all three of those, and I believe in that order. And it's completely for free. So you can go to inhisimage.movie. That's inhisimage.movie. And from there, you can watch it. Also, you can share it with others as well.
It's a documentary. And by the way, it's an award-winning documentary. It has also been translated into six different languages.
Translated. I see what you did there.
What?
Translated.
Oh. No, I wouldn't think of that. Thinking of that.
It's gone woke.
Good. Oh, my bad.
It has literally been translated into six languages. I think Italian, Bulgarian, German. I forget which countries.
Over a million people have watched it.
Well, yeah, we say over a million people have watched it. It's probably a lot higher than that,
right,
but we can't prove it. But it's been around the world. It's been shown around the world. It's been shown at churches. So we have no way of counting that, but that's not the point anyway. What the thing I'm trying to get across to those who are listening is this is a powerful film that where people actually share and testify to how God changed their lives.
Administered to people. I mean, in a sincere way.
Yes. So people from all over have told us about how powerful this is. And it's free, folks. So now, if you want to buy a copy, a DVD, you have to pay for that. But
sure,
if you want to watch it, you go to inhisimage.movie, and just at that website, over about 500,000 people have watched it there. So,
all right,
inhisimage.movie. A website is usually .com, .net, .whatever.
Right.
But it's .movie, right?
Inhisimage.movie.
All right. By the way, what's the Q? Is that queer? Is that what that means?
Is it can be either queer or questioning.
Okay, questioning.
I didn't know that.
Because when I was a kid, the word queer was an
insult.
An insult.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if the movement itself had adopted the word.
Well, they used the word
questioning.
You're about to go down a rabbit hole.
No,
they've actually added. Well,
rabbits are called hares.
But it's called plus
too. Yeah.
Yes, it's called plus because there's more than...
They can't keep adding a letter. Otherwise, it's longer than the alphabet.
But in the new administration, there's two genders.
Yes.
Executive order for that.
Right.
Keep winning.
Keep
winning. So, all right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Well, we every month I get a list of downloads of our American Family Radio podcast. All our shows here we offer in podcast form. And some shows aren't necessarily on the radio, but they're on our podcast page. And we wanted to make you aware of a brand new podcast that we have weekly with historian Stephen McDowell, president of the Providence Foundation. If you love history, you're going to love Stephen's weekly podcast where he delves into history and the Christian influence and heritage of our country in particular. Stephen is the author of the bestseller America's Providential History. That's the name of the book. And joins us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Tim and fellas. It's great to be with you.
Hey, are you getting to be outside today there in Charlottesville? Is it nice weather? Are you traveling?
Well, yesterday was nice. I was out on the golf course yesterday. Today is not so nice, but should be nice Friday.
Now, why do you live in Charlottesville?
Well, Charlottesville is a beautiful little city that's full of history. Thomas Jefferson's home is here. His university is here. And I've lived here for 41 years. 41 years ago, I came and helped start the Providence Foundation. And I've lived here ever since.
Yeah, I knew the answer to that question because Stephen and I have been friends for a long time. But Stephen's, it isn't a coincidence that he has the Providence Foundation and his headquarters is in the home of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
you know, and so much history there in Charlottesville. All right, so Stephen, tell us about your new podcast here on American Family Radio.
Well, it's called America's Providential History. And what we look at is God's hand in our history, because God not only created everything, us and everything in this earth and universe, but God watches over his creation, actively is involved in his creation, which means he's involved in history. He came down into history. He's working through history to accomplish his plan and purpose for man. So in this podcast, we're going to look at God's hand in history. Now, we're going to center in on America's history, but we'll touch on how God did things leading up to the birth of America as well, because when you look at the providence of God in history, one, you receive great encouragement, encourages you. The God we serve is directing and in charge of things, and I can have great hope he will take care of my life as well as he's involved in the events that are taking place in our nation and in the nations of the world today. And so I think when people that come and listen to these, you're not just going to hear stories of history, which you will. And stories, by the way, I didn't learn in school, and most people aren't learning in school because God isn't liked too much in our government schools today. You'll learn those stories, but more than that, you're going to gain insight into God's purposes for mankind. You know, the founders of America were a firm believer in the providence of God. In fact, the Declaration of Independence closes these people that gave us this document, gave us this nation, had a, quote, firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. So the whole birth of our nation is built upon this idea that God in his providence watches over us, directing events of history. So this is what we're going to explore. I'm excited. Thank you guys for hosting this and inviting me to do this podcast. Yeah. We started just a couple of weeks ago. I think we're just on the third one. We're going to have a new one every Tuesday, release those. And over the years, we're going to cover lots of things, lots of great stories and principles that are applicable for us today.
All right. There are two podcasts already up, America's Providential History, that you're gonna love.
There's three.
There's three up. Okay. Yep. There was two up yesterday, three up today. So I haven't looked in the last few hours.
Okay. Held accountable for that.
No. My apologies. Okay, there are three podcasts that Stephen's done up on our website. So what you need to do, again, if you like or love history, you're going to really enjoy Stephen's America's Providential History podcast, released weekly on Tuesdays. Go to the website, afr.net, then click on podcast. Do it, Ed. Let me watch you do it there.
Well, yes.
Is it as simple as I'm saying?
It went to afr.net.
Yes.
And then there's a drop-down menu at the top. There's a list of choices. You click on podcasts, and it's not actually a drop-down menu. You go to a second page.
A banner.
Podcast lineup.
There's
and
banner.
America's Providential History
banner.
Is right there on the top.
Yeah.
Say banner one more time for us.
Yeah, sorry. His banner over me is love.
Amen. Huh? You know, this is kind of like a high school or college course.
Yeah.
That you
really is.
Good point, Ed.
Yeah.
So go and check it out, folks. Stephen McDowell, our guest, his podcast. It's a new show that we have on our network, on our podcast page. So afr.net. Click on podcast and boom, there you are at the America's Providential History banner. Wesley, go ahead.
Hey, Stephen, what would be the reason, knowing that you're going to be doing these podcasts weekly and all the things that you could cover, and like you said, you've been the Providential Foundation, Providence Foundation has been founded and been going on for 41 years. Out of all the ones that you could podcast, you could do, what would make you choose the first one being the Bible, Rock of Our Republic?
Well, I think that it's a great summary of how without God in the Bible, there would be no United States of America. Of course, without God, there would be no history at all, because he is the author of all history. But this is just a brief summary of how the people who came and settled America were people of the book. They carried the Bible with them in their heart, but also they had a desire, how do we build our life, our family, our church, and our civil society based upon the principles in the Bible? Because they believe what the Bible teaches, if we obey his precepts and use them in our life and civil community, we'll be blessed. And so we look at that first one, an overview of how the Bible formed the foundation of our civil law. The Bible is the reason why we started schools and colleges. The Bible is the source of our founding charters and documents. It was shaped the worldview and thinking of the settlers. So I think it's just a great introduction overall of God's hand. And, of course, in future ones, we're going to go in more detail of things.
Yeah.
So that's why I chose that, just as a great introduction to the topic.
All right. Thank you, Stephen, for being on. We'll visit with you from time to time about the podcast, and we're happy to have you as part of our podcasting team here.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Okay. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Stephen McDowell, of the president of the Providence Foundation, whom I might add has been going with us on our tours for 20-plus years now. Stephen and I have been doing the tours together, and Wesley and Walker help us out. They do some tours themselves. So the tours, I'm a segue right here.
Hey, segue.
I'm going to segue right into the tours. You spell segue for me, Ed.
S-E-G-U-A-E-Y.
I think that's
with a lot of confidence, Ed. A lot of confidence.
I think that's something you ride on.
S-E-G-U-E.
You jump on a segue.
Yeah.
Right across town.
S-E-G-U-E.
Is that how
who knows? I'm hoping that's
well,
how you spell it.
We'll get the results on that
right
in a minute. Okay. but listen, we have the tours coming up this year of Colonial Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. That's one tour in June. And then that's back-to-back with our tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon. So if you wanted to do spend 7 days with us, you can go with us. We'll take care of you the whole time. Unless you misbehave.
And then you'll take care of them in a different way.
Then you find your own ride back home. But as long as you behave and act right, then you can stay on the bus with us and be with us for 7 days, and we'll do all that. We'll do Williamsburg to D.C., and that's in June and September. Those trips are filling up, but if you want more information, go to wildmangroup.com, W-I-L-D-M-O-N, W-I-L-D mongroup.com. And also is our tour of a new tour, Boston, Ed's old stomping ground.
Yes, that's going to be next October, is it?
Yeah. Yes, we ought to get you signed up for that.
Maybe I should.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
But Ed grew up in the Boston area, and we're going to Boston, Wesley and Walker and yours truly and Allison, my wife, and Stephen and Timothy Barton of the Wall Builders. We're all going to go see the Boston and the greater Boston area. With
lots of history.
Lexington and Concord and so the Freedom Trail. It's amazing. I did that in July. Allison and I did. We went there. So we're going to do that next October. And that tour is almost over half full.
Yeah, we're on the second.
So it's amazing the response we're getting. People are excited about learning about God's hand on America, and they want to go have fun with fellow Christians from around the country. And we eat well, we laugh, we have a good time, and we see.
And learn.
And we learn.
Hey, right before
Wildmon, Wildmon, group.com. is where all the information is on the tours I've just mentioned. Go ahead, Wesley.
Well, right before we had Stephen on, I mentioned about Anna's image, and then I said that Trump has signed an executive order on men and there being only two genders, and I know we've got some audio on that.
We do, yes. Building off of his recent executive order saying there are only two genders, those being male and female, President Trump today is delivering on a campaign promise he made about 2.5 years ago, that being an executive order banning males from female sports. We've long thought this was coming. We've heard it was coming, and apparently today he is making it official. Somebody that is excited for this executive order is former University of Pennsylvania swimmer Paula Scanlon. She was on Fox talking about this. She is still in favor of federal legislation to make this permanent, but nonetheless, she is excited by what Trump has done here. Clip 9.
But the biggest thing that I'm thinking to myself is the fact that we even have to do this and spend time and sign an executive order to say something as common sense as men do not belong in women's sports. But this is just the beginning. Ultimately, this issue will not be over until we get this passed in all three branches of government, until we see cases won in the Supreme Court, until we see Congress pass this. I want them to bring it because we need these senators on the record saying that they do not stand with women, because there's a lot of Democrats that are not going to vote for this, and we want them on the record saying that they believe men belong in women's sports.
Now, as she mentioned there, the Congress has passed this. The House did recently pass this with help from, I think, a couple of Democrats. That was Congressman Stubbe's bill. It's still waiting in the Senate. It's been there for a couple of weeks now.
Who is that we just heard?
Paula Scanlon. She swam with Will, wants to be known as Leah Thomas.
Now, has she not been on the program before?
She has been on this program. She travels the nation with people like Riley Gaines.
That's right.
She's been to Mississippi. I met her.
I think we interviewed her when you were out, Dad.
Pardon me?
I think we interviewed her.
I think I was out. Yeah. But that's do you have anything from President Trump on this?
Well, we have audio of him saying on the campaign trail that he would do this, and today is delivering on that promise. Clip 10.
Always remember, this is so easy, this will be done tomorrow. We will keep men out of women's sports. It's over.
I'm not sure the location for those remarks, but I heard him say those exact things at the Pray Vote Stand Summit, which AFA Action sponsors back in 2023.
Who's defending men and girls sports, or boys and girls sports?
The radical left. The radical left.
Can you name me a person?
The Democratic Party.
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. Oh, Chuck Schumer. They're all defending it because they're arguing that, for example, Will Thomas, mm-hmm. who with Riley Gaines kind of made this issue explode into the public consciousness, right. They're saying he's not a man. Their argument to President Trump's statement right there is, we're not talking about, there are no men in women's sports. There are women in women's sports, and there are transgender women who are women.
Right. What are they transitioning from?
See, this is a sneaky question.
Yeah.
They're transitioning from male to female.
Oh, they were once male.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
But they're not male anymore.
That's
See where I'm going with it?
Oh, yeah. If there's no difference between men and women, then why do you need to transition?
Right. You just say it. Just speak it into existence.
Right.
Right.
But the Democratic Party has been the party that defends this insanity.
That's why they're losing elections, too.
And they're doubling down on this.
This will be a big issue for them in the midterms.
If they don't cut it out, they will continue to lose elections.
That's a losing issue, even for the general public.
Right.
And
You could take your most hardcore Democrat out there who
voter,
and you say, do you want your daughter competing against a dude in volleyball or basketball or soccer? They're going to say, no, that's completely unfair.
Right.
That's going to be their initial reaction. Why? Because that's common sense.
Now, there is a splintering on this topic. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago there, I forget the Democratic congressman's name from Massachusetts, but he came out and said, I don't want my daughters competing with boys in sports. I don't know why I have to say this. He said, but if I do say it, I get blasted.
Seth
as
Moulton.
A transphobe.
That's it. What was his name?
Seth Moulton.
Moulton, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congressman said he was a Democrat.
Yes.
Hopefully he gets primaried and then they replace him with a hardcore lefty. Because,
right.
Because well, it's bad for the Democratic
Party. Right, yeah.
Well, you know what? And these are people who say we need to follow science.
Mm-hmm. Men can get pregnant.
Right.
Remember during COVID, the lefties, you need to follow the science.
Because Trump, issued some of these executive orders, some of these schools and colleges started to remove, I'm just going to be as vague as possible here, folks, women's products from the male bathrooms. And there were Democrats arguing that you shouldn't do that because there are men who actually go through the process of menses.
Mm-hmm.
And they were defending this.
Yes.
And that kind of insanity doesn't seem to be going anywhere in terms of Democratic Party leadership.
Well, you mentioned Chuck Schumer. He's been pushing this Equality Act for many years, which is an ironic effort from him because we have the Religious Freedom Restoration Act today because of people like Chuck Schumer who right. wrote that bill back in the 90s when he was a congressman, and now he wants to just completely erase it and your religious rights.
Yeah.
Well, it's a losing issue.
Shh, don't tell them that.
Well, that's a good point. For the liberals, it's the secular progressives.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Well, we got only get. I don't. This is too deep.
Run into
the philosophical.
Clock.
Yeah, we only got a minute and a half. What do you got left over there, Chris?
Well,
we got a minute to go.
I will say this. I did see it mentioned yesterday on Town Hall and some other news outlets that President Donald Trump plans to be in attendance at the Super Bowl.
I saw that this morning.
Super Bowl where they have removed at the end of the end zone end racism.
Yes.
END racism.
Yeah, they're working they're backpedaling or working their way away from the DEI and the wokeism. That is the NFL.
Yeah.
And so that's a
awesome. Yeah, they had these it's ever since George Floyd
that's right.
and
yeah, yeah.
they decided to put these sayings on at the end of their BLM stuff, yeah, mm-hmm. end racism and stuff like that. So that's they're doing away with that.
Yeah, okay. I do. There's consequences for elections, and I do believe that everything rises and falls on leadership. And I think with the leadership and the Trump administration, that's what you get results of.
There is nothing more DEI than the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more against DEI than the NFL. That's what I'm trying
yeah,
to
yeah.
say. Because the NFL is merit-based.
Yes, that is.
Either you can make a catch or throw the ball, or you can't.
That's
either
right.
you can run fast, or you can't.
That's right.
And there ain't no DEI.
But you can either read defensive coverages, or you can't
right.
if you're fourth.
They don't go, hey,
and you get,
we need some senior citizens out here
yeah.
to balance things out. Nobody does that.
No.
No. It's all.
Cutthroat, too.
Yeah.
You can either perform or don't, or you, perform
right.
or you don't get signed.
Right. It's completely, totally.
Merit-based.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Today's Issues. Have a great day, everybody.